Good day to all our listeners today. I'm Pastor Dan Maxfield of the First Baptist Church of Chittenango, your pastor for the day. And I'm so very glad you all are listening today. In a world of deception, turmoil, confusion, and disruption, can you honestly say that you have real peace with God? Believe it or not, many do not know what true peace with God is. In our world, this side of heaven, peace is defined in many ways, and therefore true peace is hard to find and experience. Putting self first before God and others hinders finding true biblical peace that only God can offer. Many search for peace their own way rather than God's way. Some search for peace through a career, some through our government, others through a relationship. Still others search for peace through education or even through helping others. We all search for peace because God made us to need peace. His peace. Allow me to share that true, lasting, eternal peace that secures our soul for all of eternity can only come from the God the Scriptures proclaim. This peace is defined by living in harmony or having an internal calmness that brings a blessed eternal security of unity or oneness in a relationship with our Holy Creator, the one true God the Bible proclaims. Do you have such a peace? The Bible clearly teaches that sin blocks true peace from taking effect within one's soul. Remember, when Adam and Eve sinned, they hid from God because the peace they once had with him was most likely replaced with fear of him. Perhaps many of you are hiding from God and therefore absent from the true peace that only he can offer. Allow me to proclaim to you that God desires to have peace with you as he wills for you to have peace with him. Listen to Ezekiel 36, verses 26 through 27. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. May God be blessed by his word today. Apart from God and without the work of his Holy Spirit, no one can have peace with him. God desires to give us a new heart's desire, a heart that is pleasing to him, a heart that desires to know him. Deep down in your heart, do you desire to really know God? If not, ask him to give you such a heart. God will then give you a new spirit within you, and this will work to soften your heart towards God and increase your desire to know him as he longs for you to know him. Then he wills to put his Holy Spirit in you so that through him you will be moved to follow his path of eternal peace backed by his security for all of eternity. Then you'll be motivated by him to follow his holy ways as he conforms your heart's desire to his desires for you. This will motivate you by faith to follow God through biblical living. This eternal peace of security that transcends all knowledge of man can be yours by faith. It is one prayer to God away from receiving. Faith in God is simply trusting God. Do you truly trust him to give you his eternal peace right now? If so, go to him in prayer and ask him to rid you of your sinful heart of stone and to give you a new, soft, righteous heart towards him. Ask him to put a new spirit of faith in you that will completely trust in him and his word. Finally, ask him for the birth of his Holy Spirit in you so you can be reconciled to God in true holiness that brings with it his everlasting eternal peace. God, in and through Christ Jesus, his Son, fulfilled his holy law that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. He shed his blood for us so that we can have this eternal peace that only he can offer. This peace comes by no other way, so receive him today. Thank you for listening to the Mars Hill Network. I'm Pastor Dan Maxfield of the First Baptist Church of Chittenango, your pastor for the day.